Hi there, it's Mike from Mike's Life, and I'm doing something a bit different today. I'm recording something called an audio boo, and you'll find the people who run audio boo at audioboo, that's boo.fm. And essentially, it's a very easy way to record, I guess, what you and I would know as a podcast, and immediately send it out to Twitter, Facebook, embed it in your website. Even upload it to iTunes. Anyway, when I do put this out, there'll be a post to go along with it on my site, and I'll link up to Audio Boo and all the other bits and pieces I'm going to be talking about during this very short audio post. And I wanted to talk about the post I put on Mike's Life a couple of days ago. It was called How Twitter Sent the Very First Lexus Back Home. And it's been a huge post in terms of traffic. In fact, the biggest on my site since way back when Pete Cashmore tweeted out some information about my website. So very gratifying from that point of view. And I started thinking about why that particular post has done so well. And I think it comes down to two things. Number one, it's a sort of personal, interesting story. By the way, not related to the topic of my blog at all. And number two, it really broadened what I do talk about on the blog so that people who have never been there before came along to it. So let's talk about each of those in detail. People love personal stories. They love reminiscing stories. They love to hear about our lives as bloggers before we became bloggers. I don't know why, but they simply do. And that element of it obviously worked with a number of the regular readers on Mike's Life because they retweeted it, they told their friends about it, and that created a kind of small viral component of people who probably read Mike's Life anyway, but they started talking about that particular post because they enjoyed the personal aspect of it. So it worked from that point of view, and it's great, but where it worked significantly well was because it was talking about Lexus cars, and my blog Mike's Life doesn't really have much relation to the motor industry other than the fact that I'm a bit of a petrol head. So what happened was that brought a whole new very big audience to come and read the story, and that in turn involved Lexus magazines, Lexus websites, who carried it because they felt it was interesting. And all of a sudden I had this huge influx of people like I've never seen before on the site coming in to read the story. And I quickly realised I needed to do something about that because inevitably they were going to arrive there, read the story all about the first Lexus that arrived in the UK and then think, well, where the heck am I? You know, what do I do now? So I added a paragraph at the bottom that welcomed them from the various publications around the world, but then explained to them what the website is about and what it does, and then gave them some options of other things to do. And inevitably, when you do something like that and you really do broaden the interest of your blog, you're only going to get a small percentage of people who are perhaps interested in learning how to become a blogger that earns money from their blog. But nevertheless, we were able to capture a decent percentage of those. And on the day, I think we had maybe 25 more RSS subscribers than we normally get, and 9 or 10 additional email subscribers, more than we normally get. So, you know, certainly it worked well and captured some more readers for us and re-engaged perhaps some peripheral readers who had stopped coming to the site or, you know, had perhaps forgotten that we were there. So really, a very simple and short message for you. It's worth, from time to time, writing posts that are A, personal and about you, and B, really broaden your topic and move outside the kind of areas that you normally talk about and work with on your site. So it's worth doing it, and it may be worth checking out Audio Boo to see what you think of it. Do have a look at it. As I say, Audio Boo FM. It's a completely free service, and I'm just checking out. I'd be interested to know in comments if you think it works well and if you think it's something you're going to do, and I guess if you think it's something that you'd like me to do more of. So if you like the sound of my voice, let me know. If you don't, let me know, and I'll act accordingly. Thanks for listening. Catch up with you soon. This is Mike from Mike's Life.